Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, marijuana is the topic in all forms and manners. Ray Hager will be our guest. He just came back from Oakland, where he's been visiting marijuana facilities. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Steve Robinson, Howard Rosenberg, and Dr. Mike Hillaby. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The cowboy cinched up his grip and nodded his head.
What happened next, Popsy?
He rode and swayed but stayed on his horse.
Wow.
The Reno Rodeo, it's a family affair, June 19th through the 28th. Get your tickets today, renorodeo.com.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is bizarre.
Bizarre.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing. Clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Plan your adventure at TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We got Ray Hager in a different seat today. We got him in the interview chair. Pleasure to have you back in the program.
Thanks,
as always,
Sam.
My friend.
Great to be here.
You did a huge series of articles for the Reno Gazette Journal, aired a couple of Sundays ago, played a couple of Sundays ago, on the subject of medical marijuana. And my first question is, what was the concept, what was the thought behind the series of articles? What was the mission given to you in terms of covering this story?
Well, we saw that it was a big issue coming out of the legislature, and there was really, we hadn't seen any real big concise report that would tell people about how things are going to be when medical marijuana comes to fruition and will be able to be purchased in Nevada. And that was our intention, to help people know how life would change with this new law, which, you know, is very groundbreaking in many aspects.
So, let me start out with, what surprised you the most in covering the story?
Well, it surprised me the most is how long it's going to take for people to be able to buy medical marijuana in Nevada, because before you buy it, you have to grow it. And you can't import it from another state. You have to grow it in Nevada, and it has to be grown from seeds that are already in Nevada, because, of course, medical marijuana is now legal if you have a card, and it is also legal to grow it. And that's how most people that use medical marijuana in Nevada use it, is by growing it, because you can't buy it yet. But this probably won't be available until next spring or summer, I think.
Were you surprised at the level of professionalism that you encountered in doing this story? Not just from places where you buy the marijuana, but from the corporations from across the country that are coming into California and now Nevada to expand on this business?
Well, I was kind of pleasantly surprised because, you know, one of the things that Lieutenant Eric Spratley said from the Washoe County Sheriff's Department, he didn't want a bunch of Ben and Jerry head shops opening up in Nevada, and that's not the way it is at all. I visited a marijuana dispensary in Oakland where this dispensary actually helped the neighborhood that it was in. Before it was before the dispensary came in, you had a rundown neighborhood. They've really, with syringes and needles on the floor or on the sidewalk, they cleaned that up. They landscaped it. It offered jobs in that neighborhood community to people who then took their money they made at the dispensary and spent it at other neighborhood stores. So it just had a very positive effect for the economy, the local economy around this downtown neighborhood that we visited in Oakland.
Okay, were you surprised at the variety of marijuana and products made with marijuana?
Well, that was amazing. Actually, they make things. Of course, they have the bud that you smoke, and people know that there's marijuana brownies and cookies. But they also have oils and pills and chocolate, and even chocolate, cotton candy marijuana. They have soda pop. They have butter. They have peanut butter cups, all laced with marijuana. But the thing is, you know, people say, oh, you can't hurt yourself with marijuana. You could smoke it for days and all you do is get hungry. That may be the case when you ingest it through smoking it. But when you take edible marijuana, that's a whole different ballgame. And if you take too much, you can really end up being very, very sick and possibly having to go to the hospital.
Yeah, we've been seeing a bunch of reports like that coming out of Colorado. As you hear the same reports I do out of Colorado, do you get the sense that there's just a really strong organization of anti-marijuana people that have got things ramped up and they're now trying to push back against what's been legalized?
No, I don't see that at all, Sam. I know that some people see, oh, there's lots of problems in Colorado, but I haven't seen a problem yet that cannot be worked out. 22 states and the District of Columbia now allow medical marijuana use, and of course there's only two with recreational use, that's Colorado and Washington. But I see a lot of expansion on medical marijuana, but I think recreational marijuana is going to take a lot longer.
When you were going to the dispensaries, was the level of atmosphere there very professional, like you would find at perhaps a doctor's office or a clinic or something like that?
Yeah, you know, it was, Sam. First of all, these dispensaries, when you would drive by them, they don't look like a dispensary at all. They don't have, you know, signage, hey, pot here. They don't have any pictures of marijuana leaves. It was a frosted over window that you couldn't see inside. And the only idea that it could have been a medical marijuana shop is that they had a green cross, like a red cross, but it was green, and that was the notice that, hey, this is a medical marijuana establishment.
What about the kind of people that you ran into who were coming in to get their prescriptions filled?
I saw people from all ages, from young people to very old people. I spoke to some veterans, U.S. Marine Corps, and they use it for post-traumatic stress syndrome. It really helps out there, but it looked like your average kind of people. Sometimes I wondered, why does that guy need medical marijuana? But of course, I don't know people's medical history, and just because you look healthy doesn't mean that, you know, you don't have some kind of health issue.
And certainly as a senior citizen, the older you get, the more aches and pains you get, and those may be relieved by marijuana. It may be your second time around, not yours, but whoever's taking it, their second time around, taking it as a kid to get high, and now taking it as literal medicine as they get older. Let's take a break, and we'll come back more with Ray Hager and his exploits in the world of marijuana, the legal kind, when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
As As the mother of two young boys, I'm keenly aware that the people most at risk in family court are our children. I have been a leader for giving children a voice in the court system through court-appointed special advocates and emergency foster care. I'm Karen Cafferetta Jenkins, and I'd appreciate your vote for family court judge.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is bizarre.
Bizarre.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we got Ray Hager in the hot seat today. He did a series of articles on medical marijuana and the potential effects that will occur for Northern Nevada recently in the Reno Gazette Journal. You can find all that stuff online still, right?
Yes.
Go ahead and type in Ray Hager and marijuana. Probably not the headline you want to see there, but...
Well, no, it would be medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana,
yes.
Okay. You know, in Las Vegas, you drive down the I-15, and there's a big sign there for Dr. Reefer with a phone number there. Do you think that's going to be problematic going forward as, you know, we start to see the financial side of this really busting through? I mean, the number of people in high-profile positions in the state of Nevada that have are applying for licenses is phenomenal.
Yeah, yes, it is. I mean, some of the, like Sig Rogich, the kingmaker of Nevada Republican politics, he's a
who worked on the Just Say No campaign for Nancy Reagan.
True, but that just shows how times have changed. The key thing about Nevada's law that makes it so attractive for investors is in Nevada, they will allow, if you have a medical marijuana card from any other state in the union, and we have 22 states, so it's half of the nation. If you fly to Las Vegas or you fly to Nevada and you have your card, you can buy your medical marijuana in Nevada. Now, this is a unique, semi-unique system from all the states that have it, and that key part of Nevada law is, I think, one of the reasons why so many people of notoriety and stature are getting involved with this, because it seems like it's such a moneymaker when you can sell this product to all of these people who come to our state as tourists.
It was interesting that the Gaming Control Board came out in the last week or so and said that somebody who has a gaming license in the state of Nevada cannot apply for a medical marijuana license because it's still not federal law. Your thoughts on that?
I wasn't surprised about that. What I would like to see, and this was in the original bill, is that when the state vets people to get into this business, why not turn all of that over to the Gaming Control Board? Because who's better at vetting people to get into business than the people who do the investigations at the Gaming Control Board? That's the gold standard. Now, I realize the Gaming Control Board wants no part of this because of federal law, but I think also, realistically, right now they would not be able to handle all the applications for medical marijuana simply because there's so many of them, and their workforce is surprisingly small.
As you take a look at the age range for people visiting Las Vegas now, for example, it's dropping dramatically from where it used to be 60 to dead. Now the median age is, I've seen, somewhere in the mid-40s now. And the most popular activities and the most lucrative activities are going to the nightclubs and the day clubs. How do you think that the availability of marijuana on this level is going to be for those enterprises, and what will it do for the gaming in those properties?
Well, Sam, I don't think it's going to be an impact at all until recreational marijuana use is legalized in Nevada. And then when recreational marijuana use is legalized, like Senator Tick Sagerbloom said, we're going to become the Amsterdam of the West. And of course, he's referring to the city in the Netherlands, which is at the center of cannabis tourism. That's when I think it's going to have a big impact. But really, when you look at medical marijuana, even if people are flying in to buy it here, they still have, they're still patients, and they still have been, you know, given this drug for some type of medical reason.
What do you think in your research came out in terms of how the police are going to quantify when somebody is under the influence of marijuana versus just having the marijuana in their blood system, which can last for a month after somebody
Well, this is a
marijuana.
Big, you know, right now the law is based on the, you know, having marijuana in your system. And of course, you could have marijuana in your system 3 weeks to a month after ingesting it or smoking it or eating it. What is going to happen here is that Tick Sagerbloom is going to introduce legislation at the 2015 legislature to have another way of testing people to see if they're high on marijuana. What that is, I don't know, because if there was an easy way to test that, we'd have already done it right now. What's coming down the road are testing equipment where police will be able to test people on the roadside and see if they have a percentage of marijuana in their system. It would be like a swab in your gum, you know, by your tongue.
Like a DNA type.
Yeah, and they plug it into the system and the machine right there on the roadside, and they can tell you if you were high or not.
Okay, yes or no to this. Do you think it's going to be a slam dunk for legalizing recreational marijuana if it goes to the voters?
No.
All right, that's where we've got to leave it. Ray Hager, we'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
You want to know why I'm going to support you?
Yes, I do.
Because you're the best one of the lot. The thing that I've always admired about you, Marcia, is you have wonderful listening skills. You treat people with courtesy. You don't make a decision without finding out all the facts. And you're probably the only candidate for mayor that has ever read the city charter, which, as you know, is a bizarre.
Bizarre.
Why buy any other truck than the back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year? And why buy anywhere else other than Carson Dodge Ram? Sales tax is less in Carson City. Get more for your trade-in. And we start with lower prices, like new 2014 Ram Quad Cab Hemi 4x4s for only $27,800, 2014 Hemi Express Crew Cab 4x4s for only $30,500, and $8,000 off MSRP on Ram 2500 Diesel Crew Cab 4x4s. Only at Carson Dodge Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. Thank you.
You know, Grocery Outlet has unbeatable prices.
Save up to 60%.
Did you know about the organic selection and the premium wine?
Keeping it real with premium grapes.
Did you know about the products from all over the world?
From the West Coast to the West Coast to somewhere else.
And did you know that red or green seedless grapes are $2.99 and watermelons are just $3.99?
At Grocery Outlet. Bargain Market.
Ooh, I like talking in this voice. That sounds good.
On The Doctors, a case of bullying so severe, she may never grow hair on her head again.
Just wanted to give my baby her dreams.
Then the dreaded buffalo hump. Weight loss won't make it go away, but we'll show you a quick procedure that will. And you know the old saying, it isn't brain surgery.
This is brain surgery, and it's awake brain surgery.
This is so crazy.
On The Doctors.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Steve Robinson is here, Senior Advisor for R&R Partners. Mike Hillaby is Director of Legislative Affairs for Kempfer Kroll. And Howard Rosenberg is Howard Rosenberg. Pleasure to have you here on the program. So we're just listening to Ray Hager talking about his visit to Oakland and going to all the marijuana facilities there. What are your thoughts about how this is going to affect the university system?
Why me? Why do they look at me right away like I'm on this stuff or something?
You know, what's crazy is if people know you, you don't drink, you don't do drugs, you've never done any of that stuff because it affects you physically.
Yes.
I don't, it's not in a good way.
Yeah. It's a total waste.
All right, so what about school?
I don't know. We have a non-smoking campus now. So there's not supposed to be smoking of anything, any place. But you know the kids. God love them.
Yeah, I said two things. The edibles is clearly where this is headed because there's so many places that already banned smoking and particularly are not going to be welcoming of marijuana smoke because of the obvious issues there.
Sure.
But the edibles, and this will be harder to do that, and what we're going to wander through in the next couple of years are some really interesting human resource and employment law kinds of questions, and then it's going to impact students.
Wait,
your policies say, but it's for medical reasons, but we've said you can't be impaired.
Wait a minute. What the hell are edibles?
So
brownies. Let's start there.
You've got to be joking.
Candies. No. Howard, you need to get educated on this. There are all kinds of things that you can bake marijuana into.
Candies and chocolates.
The heat doesn't hurt it, and it loses
apparently
its
not.
Potency.
So
see.
Apparently not.
So from now on, I'm going to have to worry about buying a brownie?
Steve, what's interesting is that I've known Mr. Hillaby for a long time, and this is an area that he seems to be most knowledgeable in.
I noticed that.
Yes. Full disclosure, we have clients, hence the education in this area.
I remember you when you were an undergraduate, Michael. Give that to someone else.
So, Steve, as you look at this from a legislative point of view, the governor is not in favor of legalizing recreational marijuana, but it looks like that train is coming down very solidly. It'll go through the legislature most likely and end up with the voters in 2016. But it seems to me that maybe we need to slow the train down a bit. But is there too much money involved at this point?
Both. I think the train has left the station. I don't like that happening, but I think it's going to be a done deal. I guess what bothers me is the hypocrisy of the people involved in it. A lot of people who advocate for medical marijuana really want and see down the line recreational. They just don't really have the guts to come out and say it. And then some of what I think Howard touched on, the ramifications of what it's going to mean, not only for human resource organizations, but for law enforcement. What are you going to tell these poor guys driving around in a police car or an NHP trooper, and how he's going to test for some of the?
But they already do. The problem right now is that the enforcement is so strong. I mean, marijuana residual can stay in the body for a month or more. You may not be high, but you would still test positive for that. Yes. And so they're working on tests now that will be somewhat similar to a breathalyzer-type situation.
They are working on it, but it is not perfected by any means.
But you know what the other thing, too, is, though? You have this crisis now with prescription drugs, where people are taking drugs like Ambien and others that are significantly stronger in their effects, and people don't realize it because it's, quote, prescription drugs.
Sure. And this strength issue and dosage issue is something that really needs to, I'm told, has to be looked at because the marijuana strain that Mr. Hillaby may have engaged in is not necessarily
not guilty as charged.
What we deal with today.
Yeah, even if I wanted to, I couldn't have afforded it in college.
but this is the interesting thing. I mean, from the issue of mold in marijuana, which I don't think anybody was talking about in the 60s, checking the quality of the product.
Right. Nevada's unique in that we have a state statute that requires an independent testing laboratory that's certified by the state to test all of the product. So we were the first in the country to do that, which I think was a good move. So for molds and toxins and heavy metals and a variety of other things. And for those patients who are seriously looking at that for medicinal benefits, they're going to be able to see on the label the THC content. For those that take it regularly, they need to know that because that is the part that obviously impairs you versus the cannabidiol and the terpenes and the other things that help from the medical perspective, and you'll be able to know that on the label. So that dosing will be important. But back to your original question and Steve's concern, We don't know where this is going. I think the experiment is very early in Colorado and Washington, and there could be some very unfortunate accidents or episodes take place that might slow this down. But yeah, there's not going to be a lot of time. We're not going to have any dispensaries open almost certainly before the legislature's back in session. So they're going to be asked to make some decisions and make changes, and we've not even seen the market open yet in Nevada.
I
had a very good friend who was at the end of his life, and if it hadn't been for synthetic marijuana, his life would have been much, much shorter. Why are we doing this with real marijuana when there is synthetic?
Well, I can tell you a lot of doctors and pharmacists and other regulators have asked the same question because
you're talking about Marinol, and it is not as effective as regular marijuana. I've talked to many oncologists who have said the same thing.
It is.
And so, ingesting it via smoking was much more effective. The problems that we're starting to see in Colorado is kids and others overdosing on the brownies.
It's a challenge when your grandparents are buying it in the form of candy or chocolate or suckers or brownies. You've got to be really careful how you handle that when there's kids around.
All right, that's where we got to leave it for right now. But now I know who my go-to expert is, and I need to know more about medical marijuana, Dr. Hillaby. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Do you have unexpected bills? Need cash now? Let Title Max turn your car title into cash. With Title Max, get $1,000, $3,000, $6,000, even $10,000. Title Max gets you the most cash, the lowest rates, with instant approval. Your car title is your credit. And Title Max gets you the cash you need in 30 minutes or less. So if you need help paying your bills, bring your car title to Title Max, and you too will say, I got my title back with Title Max.
News 4 is on your side. It's our mission.
It's our philosophy.
It's our dedication to report the news that's important to you.
Because you have the right to know.
News 4, we're on your side across northern Nevada and the Sierra.
Insurance companies will try to undercut you, knowing full well you're entitled to more. We have the experience. We know the law. We get results.
Go lightly in Nevada. 222-3333.
Do you like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Lots of pre- and post-election coverage coming up next week. We'll see you on the next broadcast.